AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Police officials in Baltimore say the investigation into the death of a black man in police custody is being refined. And they say the picture is getting sharper and sharper.
Deputy Commissioner Kevin Davis says medical care should have been given before the man was placed in a police van.
Quite frankly, that's exactly where Freddie Gray should have received medical attention. And he did not.
Police say Gray was arrested after he made eye contact with officers and ran away. Officers held him down, handcuffed him, and loaded him into a police van.
The transport wagon stops again for a second time at Druid Hill and Dolphin to deal with Mr. Gray, and the facts of that interaction are under investigation.
Gray was in leg cuffs and was not buckled in by a seatbelt. I'm Ed Donahue.
A U.S. appeals court has unanimously agreed that a Border Patrol agent who killed a Mexican teenager when he fired across the border from Texas cannot be sued, according to AP correspondent Kevin McGill.
The latest ruling said unanimously that the teenager's rights under the Fourth Amendment to the U.S. Constitution did not apply to a Mexican citizen in Mexico. There was a little bit of disagreement about whether Fifth Amendment protections would have applied here. However, there was unanimity that the agent could not have known whether his actions would have violated the teenager's constitutional rights.
Today was the first day of testimony in the contempt of court hearing for Arizona Sheriff Joe Arpaio.
The sheriff lost a racial profiling case in May 2013, and since then, the judge has become increasingly frustrated at Arpaio's public comments about the case and the acknowledged violations of the court orders.
Jacques Bio, this is AP Radio News. Officials with Zeta Beta Tau Fraternity and the University of Florida, along with Emory University, are investigating an ugly incident. AP correspondent Jason Dearen reports it involved frat members harassing Iraq and Afghanistan veterans at a Panama City, Florida resort last week.
Apparently, after drinking profusely, the fraternity members started harassing the wounded warriors. People at the event said that the fraternity members were insulting them. Some spat at them, stole their flags. Apparently, one fraternity member urinated on a flag. And they were also apparently vomiting off of balconies onto people, so it was just a mess.
The last three defendants in the death of a Florida A&M drum major 3 years ago were convicted today of manslaughter and hazing, thus ending a three-year-old case that shined a light on hazing within the school's famed band. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.